Good morning, good morning, good morning. 9:30 right on the nose, and it's time to talk to Brad Dungis and friends out there at the Dungis family of autos. How you doing, Brad?
I'm doing great today, Tom. It's a wonderful day out here on Highway 75. We've got, it is a little chilly. We've got had the fog lifting this morning, and definitely look for a little bit of sunshine before too long, but it's still been, we're off to a great start this year, and just business is humming along, and you know, things are kind of settling in to whatever the new normal is as we work our way through this beginning to 2021.
Man, busy though, right?
No, it has been very busy. We've got a lot of great work going on. This is a big week for the Ford Bronco. We're reaching out to our original Ford Bronco reservation holders about converting their reservations to orders on the full-size two- and four-door Bronco that'll be out later this year. It's going to be a shortened production cycle for only 6 or 7 months will they be building this model year because of COVID, and it was going to be a short model year anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they've actually got about 190,000 reservations, and really only about 70,000 of these can be built in this model year. So we've got to work with our people. All the reservations are time stamped, so we will be contacting them and work to get their reservations built. We'll certainly get all that we can mm-hmm. build in this model year, but if you want, you can keep your reservation place and it'll convert to a 22 model year. There's going to be more options and different and more production of the vehicle once we round the corner, and that'll start up in December. So,
So
Bronco is now right on the horizon, and lots of excitement around that. I mentioned it last week, but we've got our Bronco Sport on the ground here, and we've got the full accessory package on it now.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a really cool system where you can have an additional bike rack storage on top of the vehicle, as well as the ability to put an entire bike inside of the little Bronco Sport. It's really
wow.
And there's all kinds of accessories coming for Fords and Ford Performance stuff, too. That's something I wanted to talk about this week, and that we are now a Ford Performance dealer. We have all the full lineup of Ford Performance options and accessories. A lot of this is great for people wanting to customize their vehicles
mm-hmm.
and use original OEM Ford parts and accessories on that. A lot of times Ford will partner with great companies from the outside. We've got lift systems that have been engineered by Fox with Ford engineers, and they actually are covered under the original manufacturer warranty, which a lot of the lift systems are not. Actually can void the warranty in certain cases.
So mm-hmm.
It's a really neat deal, a great cosmetic and performance stuff that we can add to vehicles. And really excited to apply that to the new Bronco. I know people are going to want to be using those vehicles, and they are really kind of a lifestyle vehicle. So whether you're using it for biking or camping or water sports, there's all kinds of different setups you can get. It really is going to be fun to see how people use those vehicles.
Indeed, you got so many options there. You got you can customize it for yourself, like you said. That thing can just do about anything.
That's right. And speaking of doing about anything, I got our friend, as you said, on this today. I brought Val Callaghan with me today, Tom.
So hey, Val.
From the community
Tom,
center.
How are you?
Great.
Yeah. So what's going on, Val? I know it's been, you guys have been going through the strange changes in our world as we've dealt with the pandemic, too, but making the best we can of it. And you've got some events coming up at the community center we wanted to help you get the word out on.
We're super excited. I mean, after the fall and last summer, most everything that we had down here was outside at the new
mm-hmm.
Kennedy Square. And then as we eased into fall and it started to get cooler, we had a few events on the inside that obviously we social distanced and made it safe for everyone to attend. There were smaller numbers of people in attendance. But we are open for business. We are renting the community hall and the studio theater and the gallery for smaller events.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of worked out a formula where we can space the tables and have less people in the room. And then, of course, go through all the precautions like wearing your mask, washing your hands, watching your distance while you're in the building.
Yeah, no, that's great. And
we had
what are the events? Yeah.
But coming up this spring, we're going to continue with the symphony series, and I'll talk a little bit more about that here in a minute. But right around the corner is Children's Musical Theater's production of The Music Man.
Uh-huh.
That was supposed to happen last July, but due to the pandemic, they put it off, and now they're going full steam ahead with that production next weekend. So it's going to start. Yeah, Friday the 29th. There'll be a 7 p.m. Performance, and then there'll be a matinee on Saturday, January 30th, and Sunday, January 31st, both of those at 2 p.m.
So, well, Music Man's a great story. It's one of those that people often will remember, I think, that they've seen before. And great songs, great music, rousing marches, and a story that tugs at your heart in the end. Really brings out the best in the people there in the community he goes into, not necessarily with the best intentions at the beginning in River City, Iowa. And
kind of a character.
Yeah, he is a character, and he comes in with the idea of starting a band and maybe raising some money and getting out of town with it, but falls in love with someone, and the story goes on from there. But it's a neat story, one that I remember well and love the music from. And that's great. They're getting to perform again. And the Children's Musical Theater is such a great program here in Bartlesville. They've done so much to help our kids and stay focused on their great program. So that's awesome. Tell us how the seating works, and so I know people that might want to come are interested in that. How does it work now with trying to accommodate the social distancing and the CDC recommendations?
Yeah, that's a great question. So because we have 1,700 seats in the auditorium,
mm-hmm.
It gives us the ability to block off every other row. And
Then
we're going the extra step of putting a couple of seats between each order. So, for example, if you brought your family of four, your group would each be seated next to one another, and then there'd be two seats on either side of your group before the next order was filled. So that gives us a little extra distance. The presenting arts groups are also doing things like very, very short intermission so that people aren't up walking around and, just being too close to one another. So it's essentially you walk in with your mask on, you distance yourself, sit down, watch the show, just mind your distance and
mm-hmm.
keep your mask on. Do all the things to keep one another safe while you're inside the building. So we've also got tons of hand sanitizer stations when you walk in the front doors, which we're trying to keep the doors propped open.
Just keeping good ventilation.
Yeah, so that people don't have to touch doorknobs and door handles. They can just walk straight in. Keeping the main restroom doors open so that there's less touching. That way, people can feel safe coming into the building. So
that's great.
Yeah.
And so that's coming up next weekend, basically, right around the corner. And
yep.
You've got tickets available at the community center, I'm sure. How does that work?
So tickets are on sale. They are $24 for adults. $14 for students, that's up through high school age. And then we also have some packages available. So, for example, you can get, you can buy a package for a family of four, two adults and two children, or you can buy a package of four adults. So, like say, two parents and two grandparents want to attend.
Mm-hmm.
That way, it just makes it a little more economical to package package deal. So we have several options, and our box office is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and tickets are also available online 24/7.
And that's at, what's the website to get there?
So it's BartlesvilleCommunityCenter.com.
All right.
So, yeah, and you should be able to find a ticket link right there in the in the top right corner, and you just click on that, and the Music Man is going to be the first thing you see when you come onto that page. So,
and you can pick out the seats you want somehow in the system? Okay, good.
Yeah, it's quite colorful when you look at that page. You just select the day you want, the performance you want, and then you'll see all the available seats are in turquoise.
And excellent.
So you can select
pick where you want to, make sure you're in a place that's right for you, and that's good. Excellent.
Exactly.
Well, and we're all so excited about getting back outside, and, you know, I know with the winter weather, there's less going on out at Tower Center at Unity Square, and I was talking to Rick at the Price Tower about the renovations that are going on at the plaza there, and they've started working on the kitchen and some of the other stuff that's planned down there. I think on the horizon we're talking about expanding the food service to where we have indoor and outdoor food service on the lower level year-round, 7 days a week there, and I think that'll be great for the tower and for the square. And and I know you guys are undoubtedly are planning events out there this summer when we can start to get back outside. And, you know, we didn't really get the full experience last summer of the opening of the Tower Center at Unity Square last spring, you know, right as we were about to start the serious planning of the grand opening and such. We had the pandemic hit us, but tell us what we have planned for this summer and, you know, anything else going on down outside there.
Well, this spring we are looking forward to the interactive water feature art installation.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll remember that Amy Jacobson was awarded the opportunity to develop a piece of interactive art for the space. And so she's been hard at work on that all during the fall months. And her pieces are ready to be installed this spring.
So okay.
That's going to be a focal point and lots of fun for the family because it's going to include a water feature that kids and adults both can, you know, interact with the native flowers. They're going to be like 11-foot tall, beautiful Indian blanket flowers.
I've seen some renderings of it, and I just think it's going to be stunning and, you know, and really set that whole you know, that whole relationship of the space between the tower and the community center off with these 11-foot tall towers, towering flowers that you can walk around in right there out there in front of the stage. I think that's going to be really stunning.
Yeah, it'll be kind of like a little splash pad area, and people mm-hmm. can rent that space for very minimal, you know, $25 an hour for a birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's going to be very, very well used this going into this summer, and it's going to be beautiful as well. So we think it's going to become kind of another iconic space in Bartlesville where people can come and take pictures and tag the center and tag the tower, tag Unity Square, kind of a nice, tight little arts district that we're really looking forward to. So, and then we also are planning things like some 5K runs like Shamrock the Bill.
Uh-huh.
We've had a couple of dance teachers interested in doing outdoor dance recitals.
Yeah.
So that people can distance and everyone can come outside and enjoy the nice weather. And then we're working on with a new group called for an event called Unity Fest.
Mm.
And they just want to bring, you know, all the people of Bartlesville together for one big festival. We're also working with Beam Monthly for Grace Fest on the Green in May. So we're just filling the calendar and the weekends with a lot of different things. I know the Bartlesville Film Society, they're really looking forward to getting outside again. and bringing free movies to the people of Bartlesville. And so all of those things added together.
That and all the exercise programs, I'm sure, will start up again. And what a great time. Food trucks.
Enough, we're ready.
Excellent. Well, that's really exciting. I know I've talked to a lot of people lately, even some of the people that were kind of skeptical about that. It was a leap kind of for our community to make that investment and spend some of our good tax dollars on an improvement like that. But I think, it's proving out even in the strange opening we had last year to be really an attraction that's going to draw a lot of people to downtown Bartlesville. It's going to create great activities and entertainment opportunities for us. But maybe most importantly, it's just going to get people down there, and get people into our community, get people spending money and, helping the tax base in general. It should be just something great as we get going into this summer and we can open up a little bit more. I'm really excited about that.
Said it before, but there's hardly a day that I walk out there and I don't see somebody either walking during their lunch hour, walking around mm-hmm. the space, or
playing those instruments in the corner.
Family picnics. And downtown Bartlesville, City of Bartlesville, just added the lime green scooters.
Right.
So that's fun.
Yep.
People are out with their families, and just even this past Monday. Families out riding the scooters and just having mm-hmm. a great time. So it's really fun to see all the activity out on the space.
Cool. Well, it's great to be having you guys have more events down there, and with Music Man coming up next weekend and Symphony around the corner, there's a lot of great opportunity for people to get out and safely take in some entertainment and support our community at the same time. That's great. So we do have a few things I want to talk about at the dealership, Tom. We talked about the Bronco and the great stuff that's coming. It's a little bit further off, but just right now we're working on some special deals for the end of the month. We're pretty close to hitting our goals for January, or at least in sight there, so we're going to ask everybody to help us out. We really do need our customers' support this time. But we've got some great deals on the Toyota side, on vehicles like Highlander, Camry, and Corolla in particular. We've got great inventory on those. We've got a Highlander demo with just a few thousand miles, a little over 5,000 miles. It's got some great discounts on it. And we need to sell all our 2020 Highlanders mm-hmm. before the end of February, just because to make room for the 2021. So there's about six of them there that we're going to discount. There's also a good selection of 2021 Corollas, the brand new Corolla model. Really a great step up for Corolla. Good design, more safety features, more better technology in the Intune features, and just a great low-cost, reliable vehicle that is been the hallmark, one of the hallmarks for Toyota.
And it lasts forever, almost.
Yeah, they do last forever. I can attest to that, and they're tough because
they are.
My son drives one, and he, back and forth to college, and he's got, and for his soccer needs, that's why we got him the Corolla, mm-hmm. is all the miles he was putting on the car at the end of high school for his soccer dreams, and he's still chasing that. So, but it's a great, safe vehicle. I was really glad to put him in a car that had lane keeping and all the other safety stuff, so that I could, have peace of mind that when he's out there moving around and I can't be there with him, that he's still safe. And so that's another thing you get mm-hmm. with Corolla and with all the Toyotas. On the Ford side, in Lincoln, we've got some demos and other discount vehicles, our courtesy transportation vehicles. Mm-hmm. These are vehicles we use for loaners, for vehicles when they're in service and when we can't. There's a delay or something,
mm-hmm.
but they're brand new vehicles. They don't have a lot of miles on them, maybe up 1,500 up to maybe 4,000, something like that. They've only been in service for a few months. They are brand new vehicles, come with all the new vehicle incentives and rebates and warranty. And then, but they've got extra discounts on them. And we've got Escape, Explorer Edge, Expedition, F-150, I think a Fusion. So a lot of discounts on virtually everything on the Ford lineup. And then I know there's a Nautilus on the Lincoln side. And also a Continental that we'll be looking to sell soon. So great selections, great deals. If there's anything you're looking for, if you're in the market for a car at all, give us a shout. Ask one of our great sales professionals to show you the big deals we have here at Dungis. There's no pressure. Always our simple price program where the numbers don't change, and we keep it all simple and transparent for you, help you buy the car the way you want to. Anyway, the other thing is, with inventories, so pretty tight right now. As we mentioned some selection in different models, but particularly on the trucks, it's really tight. As soon as they're coming in, they're moving out. We are still able to do some dealer trades and get other dealers to trade with us, because they're frankly all in the same situation, scrambling to get enough trucks. There has been some news this week, Tom, on the production front, where a few of the vehicle lines have been slowed down because of a lack of ability to get parts, particularly some computer systems on the vehicle, mm-hmm. are not getting the systems they need. So I think Tundra, Edge, some of the others are going to be slowed down a little bit, so we may have a little bit lower selection than we'd like to have for this time of year. But we can still get the vehicles. If you don't see what you want on our website or on our lot, just let us know what you're looking for, and we will go get it for you.
Very good.
Yeah, and on the used car front, we've got really outstanding inventory. I was admiring it this morning when I drove in. It's a great selection of all kinds of vehicles, from low-cost vehicles under $10,000, you know, to luxury vehicles. We've got a great selection of trucks of all makes and models, big SUVs, sports cars. There's a Mustang GT F-350 and a beautiful white Mustang GT hardtop. There's a couple other vehicles, a couple Subarus, some other makes and models. So be sure, if you're looking for a used car, to check out our website at dungischoice.com. And from there, you can get to all the different brands, Toyota, Ford, or Lincoln, and our used cars. You can schedule service. You can get right in there and schedule your service appointment. We'll be waiting for you when you show up, or just ask questions. We've got a team of people there to chat with you or answer your questions around the clock, 24/7, and help you with anything you need in your transportation area.
Very good. And, you know, service is another big thing that a lot of people are, you know, conscious of. And they go to you for service. They have for a long time, and the quality is there. And, of course, you got some great troubleshooters there. Even if you're going in to get the oil change and the tires rotated, you're going to have some trusty eyes spotting some things, because they're looking for things that they may need to bring to your attention to ensure your safety down the road.
Well, we mentioned the slowing down production with computers on vehicles. Mm-hmm. Vehicles these days are very complex.
They are.
And the reality is, our techs, we do have factory certified techs and master techs in both shops. We have a full spectrum of people that are some just starting, learning the process, changing your oil, rotating your tires. People who have started the certification process through their careers that are moving up and have started to work on some warranty and recall work, and mm-hmm. they start to learn drivability and heavier repairs, work on diesel engines and transmissions and such. But we have a full spectrum of the ability to work on just about any maker, model, and any type of vehicle need you have, whether it's in the body shop or restoration of a vehicle, paint and body work. If you just got some kind of substance on your paint and you don't know if it can be removed. I mean, a lot of times you don't need to go to the full extent of doing a full paint job on it. Our great detail shop can do a lot to get about anything off of a vehicle and at least see what we've got there and maybe be able to save you a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we do that on everything we do. We really take pride in having a good price, a fair price on everything that we sell. And, you know, I know in the past we had a great discount on oil changes at $9.95. And I'm asked a lot by people about, you know, would we bring that back and such. But the truth is, folks, you know, that most people weren't qualified for that oil change anymore with the very different kinds of oil that are in people's engines, diesels, full synthetics, semi-synthetics, and different amounts of oil. It was getting a bit complex, and as your vehicles have got more complex and their maintenance schedules have, it really became a little bit hard to just have that be the branding.
Mm-hmm.
We still have very competitive prices and bundling of services on all of our offerings. We match or will be pricing on tires, brakes, and batteries. We've got full selection of all your OEM parts and aftermarket parts, of mm-hmm. course, too. Sometimes the OEM part, the brake pad from the OEM, may be a little more expensive. But you sure want to understand what the difference is and have the choice, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you can get at Dungis, is the choice. And you get those factory-trained techs that know what they're doing on your vehicle and have the hotline to the manufacturer to be able to resolve any issues if they do run into something that they can't figure out what's going on.
Very good. Now, if you want to go to the website, you can go to Dungis Family of Autos. .com. And of course, that will give you options to go to any and all of the dealerships, correct?
That's right. And there's lots of great tools on there to research and build your vehicle or mm-hmm. to build your deal. There's a really a fun tool to play with. You can see what your budget is without actually giving us your credit information.
Mm-hmm.
You can get pretty far into the deal. We don't make you give us your information in order to get access to these tools. So you can go in there and play with it. You can actually, you know, play with your down payment, the term of your loan. We have our discounted prices up there every day. You can look at the incentives that the manufacturer offers. You can see all the special incentives that they have. You know, Ford has and Toyota both have special incentives for things like college graduates and certain things that we can't put on every vehicle because not everyone qualifies for them. But they might be there for you, and there's some affinity things, whether it's whether you're associated with the American Quarter Horse Association on the Ford side, or the FFA, or one of our partner companies, what they call X-Plan,
mm-hmm.
Or on the Toyota side, you may be a recent college graduate, or both sides have military rebates and first responder discounts and things. So be sure to ask about those as well.
Very good.
We probably should bring Val on one more time here since we're getting close to the end.
Yep.
She's hung on there.
I'm still here.
Yeah, hey, Val. So just once again, the Music Man is coming up. It's give them again the dates and times and how to get tickets for Music Man.
All right. So Children's Musical Theater's production of the Music Man is going to be Friday, January 29th. Through Sunday, January 31st, Friday at 7, Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m., and tickets are available at BartlesvilleCommunityCenter.com, or they can give us a call Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. We'll be happy to sell you some tickets.
And plenty of room to spread out in there, great facility, room to move to get in and get out, but still get out and see the Music Man, so. Encourage everybody to take advantage of that opportunity and give the box office a call at 918-336-2787. So that's that, and we'll see you out at the on Tower Center as we get opened up here, Val, and really looking forward to springtime and seeing those flowers when they get installed and some of the great events you guys have planned.
Thanks, Brad. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on today.
Sure, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All righty.
Brad, Val, thanks for being on board today. And ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Car Talk. Brad, tell them where they can find you.
We're out here on Highway 75, Tom, just south of the No Water Road, 1901 and 1911, Southeast Washington Boulevard. Dungis Toyota, Dungis Ford, and Lincoln.